Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 15, the killing of Dainukra, the ass demon, text 2, translation. Thus, desiring to enjoy pastimes, Lord Madhav, sounding his flute, surrounded by coward boys, who were chanting his glories, and accompanied by Lord Baladev, kept the cows before him and entered the Vrindavan forest, which was full of flowers and rich with nourishment for the animals. Purport. Srila Sanatana Goswami has explained the various meanings of the word Madhava as follows. Madhava normally indicates Krishna to be the Lord, the consort of the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi. The name also implies that Lord Krishna descended in the dynasty of Madhu. Since the spring season is also called Madhav, it is understood that as soon as Krishna entered the Vrindavan forest, it automatically exhibited the opulences of spring, becoming filled with flowers, breezes, and a celestial atmosphere. Another reason Lord Krishna is known as Lord Madhav is that he enjoys his pastimes in Madhu, the taste of conjugal love. Lord Krishna would loudly sound his flute as he entered the forest of Sri Vrindavan, thus giving inconceivable bliss to all the residents of his hometown, Brajadham. These simple pastimes of playfully entering the forest, playing on the flute, and so forth, were performed daily in the spiritual land of Vrindavan. Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Munitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Anandalila Maya Vigrahaya Himavadivya Chavisundaraya Tasmai Mahaprema Rasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Vanchakopa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Chaitanam Pavani Vyo Vaishnavi Vyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastani Gaur Bhaktin Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Yesterday's verse, the translation of text 1, Shukadeva Goswami said, when Krishna and Balaram attained the age of Poganda while living in Vrindavan, the cowherd men allowed them to take up the task of tending the cows. Engaging thus in the company of their friends, the two boys rendered the land of Vrindavan most auspicious by imprinting it with the marks of their lotus feet. There's one point we wanted to mention yesterday. The last line says, Vrindavanam punyam ativa chakrutu. Vrindavanam punyam, the Brajaraj of the land of Vrindavan, Brajabhumi, became extremely punyam or purified by the touch of Krishna. Shukamuni is telling this, because his lotus feet were moving all over the land of Vrindavan. And in Nandagram and Kamyavan and different places, you can, and also in Unchagaon and Barsana, you can see the lotus footprints of Krishna, also at Govardhan, Krishna and Radharani, and also in Damodar Mandir, in Sevakunj, you can see the footprint of Krishna embedded in the Govardhan Shila that was given to Sanatana Goswami personally by Lord Krishna 400 years ago. That can be seen. I think you've seen that. Footprint is there in Govardhan Shila, which they keep on the altar, and you can request them. And you can see the actual footprint of Krishna. So these lotus feet of Krishna were moving all over the land of Vrindavan. But there's a conversation which Srila Rupa Goswami recounts from the Skanda Purana, and he quotes this conversation in one book that he wrote called Mathura Mahatmyam, which is the glories of Brajadham. And in that Mathura Mahatmyam, he's collected verses from the Shrutis and Smritis and Pancharatrika literatures and written a few himself, about 460 shlokas, which glorify the Yamuna and living in Vrindavan during Chaturmasya, visiting Mathura and having darshan of Keshavaji there, observing Vaishak, bathing in Jamuna during Vaishak Purnima, and Vaishak Astami. Many, many things are mentioned there. The glories of Talavan, the glories of Vrindavan, It's a wonderful book, Mathura Mahatmyam. It's in Hindi and also in English. It's available in Vrindavan. So there he recounts one conversation between Lord Shiva and Parvati. And Parvati asked Mahadev, she said, Hey Prabhu, what makes the land of Vrindavan so special? What makes the land of Vrindavan so special? Is it because the Yamuna River is flowing there? Is it because the Supreme Lord Krishna is always living there? Vrindavanam prityajat padam ekam nagachati. As it's mentioned, Krishna, Vrindavanam padam ekam, Vrindavanam parityaja padam ekam nagachati. That Krishna doesn't take ekaparam. He doesn't take one step, parityaja. He doesn't renounce or give up Vrindavan for even one step. He never leaves Vrindavan. So is Vrindavan special because Krishna, either in Prakat, in his Aprakat Leela or his Prakat Leela, is always living there? Is Vrindavan special because of the land itself? As we hear here in this verse, Vrindavanam Punyam Ativa Chakratu, Parvati asked, is Vrindavan special because of the Yamuna, as we mentioned? Or is Vrindavan special because of the rishis that live there, the sages, the bhaktas, the mahapurushas, acharyas, and saints, and sants that live in Vrindavan? Is it special because of that? There's so many siddhas, siddha mahatmas, not so many, but let's say there are a handful, and less in the age of Kali. But is it special? And Lord Shiva said, no. Lord Shiva said, no, Parvati, no, Devi. Vrindavan is not special because Krishna's presence there. And it is not special because the Yamuna is flowing there. And it's not special because of the rishis and sages that live there. And it is not special because of the land itself as Chintamani Dham. But the reason that Vrindavan is special is because the holy names of the Lord are always being chanted there. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he writes in Sri Chaitanya's teachings that the holy dhams of the Lord, specifically Navadvipa Dham and Vrindavan, they are the Nam Kosh. They are the treasury houses or the storehouses of the holy name. That the holy name is deposited there in the soil of Vrindavan. As we hear, there is one Hindi song, very popular Hindi song, or maybe it's Rajabhas song. It says, Dora Dora Orapate Mbole Radhe Radhe. Something like that. Dara Dara. It says, and the translation in English is, every single leaf of every single tree and plant, every little patra, every single leaf of every single tree and plant in Vrindavan is chanting, Radhe 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 Radhe. And in Navadvip Dham, in Mayapur Dham, every single leaf of every single plant and tree and lata and creeper is chanting Gor, 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 Gor. Even the parrots, even the totas are chanting Gor. When Jagannanda Pandit and Gauranga were coming home from school, this is also their Poganda Leela. They have their Poganda Leela. And they stopped by the banks of the Ganga, and they were sitting under a tree in the shade, and there was one parrot, one tota, sitting on the branch of the tree. And Gauranga looked at that tota, the parrot. He said, Hey, Shuk, Radha Krishna Bolie, or Balloon, I guess, Balloon. Radha Krishna Balloon. Chant Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna, Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda, Radhe Govinda, Govinda, Radhe. So the parrot was listening and he looked at Mahaprabhu like this and like this. You know how parrots, the birds, look with one eye and then they look the other eye. They don't look like this. They look just like this. And then the parrot started flapping his wings. Gor, 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 gor. Oh, so many parrots in the room? So many totas? Shukamuni's parivar? The saints and sages following the line of Shukamuni, Bhagavatamritam tapta jivanam, Bhagavat rasamritam, relishing the Bhagavatam. So then Mahaprabhu said, Are? I told you to chant Radhe Govinda. Gore, 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 gore. He said, be quiet. Jump. What are you saying? If you should chant the holy names of Radha and Krishna, you'll attain Krishna Prem. Prem City. And Prem Mukti, you'll leave this world and go to Goloka. What is this? You're chanting some other funny word? And the parrot looked directly at Gauranga and said, and took his wings in his own toto-like way, took his wings and made some, you know, folded, no, Anjali with his wings. So, with his wings, and he said, my dear Prabhu, I know who you are. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. Nahe Anya. You're no one other than Radha Govinda. I know that if I'm chanting Gaura, 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 Gaura is Govinda and Ra is Radharani. Gaura, Gaura. Go comes first because outside is Gauranga, Govinda's outside. But inside, in the heart, it's calling, searching for Krishna, Radhabhav in the heart. You look like Krishna, golden Krishna, Gauranarayan outside, but inside your heart, you're crying for Krishna and Radhabhav. So I know that Gauranga, you are non-different than Radha Govinda. So then Mahaprabhu said, and then he flew away. This is in Prem Vivart, Jagananda Pandit's diary. So, in this conversation, Mathura Matmyam, between Lord Shiva and Parvati, they're explaining that the special quality of the holy Dham is actually the holy name, is to be found there. And non-sankirtan, the chanting of the holy name, is the most powerful Navavidhi Bhakti. Navavidhi Bhakti means the limbs of bhakti, the nine limbs of bhakti, is kirtan. Chanting the name of the Lord is the most powerful. And so in the holy Dham, you find that the holy Dham is special because the chanting is always going on there. Many, many temples have Akhanda Kirtan, 24 hours a day Kirtan. All the different devotees are chanting Ram, 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 or Krishna's name, or Gaura's name. So much chanting. So this is what makes the land of Vrindavan special. Is that everywhere the holy name is being vibrated by the moving living entities, by the sants and sages and human beings, by the yatris, and also by the non-moving living entities, by the trees and plants. So this is one point. Another point is that we're beginning the Pagunda Leela of the Lord, and what was used in this first verse, this continuation or finishing of yesterday's class, was Ga Charan Charayanto. Ga Charan. Ga Charan is commonly known as Go Charan. Go Charan Leela. In other words, Krishna, when he reached the age of 6 years old on Gopastami day and Kartik Shukla Astami, Maharaj Nanda Maharaj, he held a big Mahotsav to celebrate the giving of the cows to his son. Now his son, Nanda Nandan, would take out the cows. Previously he was taking out the calves, the small ones. Now you're mature and quite strong. Now you're qualified and capable to take out the cows. So this is the beginning of Krishna's Gocharan Leela. So as we see here, Sukadev Goswami says, Biharatu Kama. So Bihari. Biharatu means Bihari, to enjoy. Biharatu Kama. The Krishna had a desire. Now he was going to enjoy his Gocharan Leela. And if you look at this, at least this is our way of looking at this, I was thinking about this in Gocharan. Now Krishna is going to begin his Gocharan Leela, and he'll play his Venu. In this verse it says, Madhava Venu. Madhava Venu. So we'll discuss that, about the Venu. So what will happen, now that Krishna has entered the age of Pogunda, his Pogunda Leela at the age of 6, from the age of 6 until 10, it will be predominated by his exhibition of love towards his cowherd boys. There will be basically sakyaras in this time period of Pogunda, and so many pastimes with the cows. So Krishna will wake up in the morning, and then he'll milk the cows, and then he'll take his venu, he'll play his venu, his flute, and all the cows will come out of the goshala, and they will go to the pastures, to the gosh. Braja Ghosh, and they will enjoy there with Krishna and eat and all that. So we can look at this Gocharan, because charan means to wander. Charachara, right? Is that right? Charachara. Gocharan means to wander with the cows. In the Bhagavad Gita we say charachara. This means to move, to wander. So we take the word go means senses. Like we say Goswami or Godas. Maybe there's more Godasas than less Goswamis. Godas means, das means servant, and go means senses. I'm a servant of my tongue. I'm a servant of my eyes and ears. So we take Krishna's Gocharan Leela. Krishna plays his flute. He attracts the cows. The cows come out of the Goshala, captivated and attracted by the sound of his flute. They leave their home. They leave their home in the Goshala. They leave their calves there in the barn so the calves won't go out and drink the milk. The calves will stay there and be taken out by other smaller boys, like when Krishna was in Komar Leela. They leave their calves. They leave the bulls. They leave their families. Jai Gaur Nitai. They leave their houses, the Goshalas, and they wander with Krishna in the land of Vrindavan. This is called Gocharan Leela. So if everyone is following this analogy, Krishna plays his flute, he attracts the cows out of their Goshala, they give up their attachment to their home, which is the Goshala, they give up their attachment to their children, the Vatsas, baby cows, the calves, they give up their association with the Baal, the bulls, and they go with Krishna alone, and they wander in the land of Vrindavan. Similarly, go means senses, right? As I mentioned. So because we are attached to our senses, our panch indriya, the eyes, nose, etc., ears, tongue, sense of taste, sparsha, gandha, rasa, we are attached to these senses, and we are attached to the objects of our senses. We are attached to our home. Firstly, we're attached to our body. Then we're attached to the body of our mother and father and our children and our husbands and wives. Then, of course, we're attached to our homes and our places of birth, Boma Ijidi. And we stay that way, life after life, rotating in a samsara chakra, Janma Mrityudra Vyadi Dukha Doshana Darshanam. But sometime along our sojourn in the material world, we hear the sound of Krishna's flute. Krishna's Venu comes to us. The sound of Krishna's Venu comes to us as the holy name of the Lord. We hear a kirtan party on the street in Lajpat Nagar or in Connaught Place or Westwood, California, in Los Angeles, or Chinatown in San Francisco. We hear the kirtan party, which is the sound of Radha and Krishna together. And we become attracted. So now, when we become attracted to the sound of Krishna's holy name, which is like the cows being attracted to his Venu, we can join Krishna's Gocharan Leela. Our senses, our go, which means our indriya, our senses, can begin to wander with Krishna. We're attracted to Krishna, then we follow Krishna, we follow the holy name. In fact, many times, devotees have literally, let's say, they're not yet, you can say, fully committed, but say conditioned souls have literally heard the kirtan party on the street, followed the kirtan party, and said, "Where are you going?" "Oh, we're going into our van, into our truck. We're going back to our temple. Can I join you?" "Yes, come along." They follow the sound of the kirtan. They're attracted. They become captivated and captured. And they get in the van, they go to the temple, and they become devotees. So in the same way, if we allow ourselves, let ourselves become attracted to Krishna, the sound of his flute, then our senses, like the cows come out of their barns, we will also, when once we're attracted and captivated and enchanted by Krishna's holy name and by the sound of his flute, then like the cows, we will give up our attachments to our home, griha, and the attachments to our children and our husbands, wives, and we'll become very much attached to Krishna. We'll follow Krishna into the land of Vrindavan, and will enjoy an eternal life of bliss and happiness. This is one meaning of Gocharan Leela. Because now Krishna's Gocharan Leela is beginning. But each individual conditioned soul should join the Gocharan Leela of Krishna. Right? This is actually what's being said here. This is one idea. So in this verse, it's explained. In the second verse, it tells like this. The disciples of Srila Prabhupada in the purport, they explain about the word madhav, different meanings of madhav. So this madhav word is very much used throughout the history of devotees and Krishna. There's a famous, I believe it was Bilva Mangala Thakur, maybe other devotees, but he wrote a Govinda Damodar Ashtakam. Not an Ashtakam, but a prayer. It's a long prayer. Stotram. Govinda Damodar Stotram. It's many, many shlokas. And he uses this Govinda Damodar Madhaveti. These three words of Krishna, Govinda Damodar Madhav. Because these three names, Krishna Nam, these are Prem Nam, Mukya Nam, which are full of Leela, unlimited Leelas. And by chanting this Leela Nam, or Prem Nam, one will very quickly attract his heart and attract the heart of Krishna to meet and to experience and develop this devotion and love for Krishna. So we see in the Bhagavatam, in the pastime when Akura came to take Krishna to Mathura for the Dhanurajagya and wrestling match of Kamsa, the gopis, when all night long, when they heard that they didn't sleep the night before that Akura came to take Krishna away from them, they were so distressed and unhappy. Then in the morning they were there, they came out to the chariot. This is Kamsa's chariot, who was sent, and personal chariot. They came out and they're standing there and their hearts are just crying. But they wanted to suppress their intense attachment for Krishna because their mothers-in-law were there, husbands, other people, everyone gathered. It was a big event in Nandagaon. The arrival of Kamsa's royal chariot with the Kura driving, and all the rumors were spreading around. Who is this? Why has he come? What does he want? It's a small town, Vrindavan, and some big chariot comes into town. What is this? Kamsa's chariot? So then they said, actually, he's come to take Krishna. Huh? No, Krishna. So then they go out in the morning, and when Krishna comes out and gets on the chariot, then the gopis, all shame and embarrassment and any kind of shyness, are simply, it's abandoned. And in this 47th, or in this... maybe 39th chapter of 10th canto, then the gopis cry out, Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti, Govinda Damo. They just cry out, Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti. So they cry out this word, Madhav, Govinda Damodar. Then their mothers-in-laws and their sisters-in-laws, they all look at them, huh? Your husband is here? And you're calling, you're just crying, and your eyes are completely glued on the lotus and fixed on the lotus feet of, the lotus face of Krishna. And you're crying, Govinda, Govinda Damodar, Madhav. So they couldn't restrain themselves anymore. Everyone became aware, oh yes, look who they're really attached to, look who they really love. Not their families, but they actually love Krishna. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. So in this famous stotram, there are many, many shlokas that describe when Draupadi was being disrobed here in Hastinapur. It was Hastinapur. She's being disrobed by Dushasan. And then she was trying in so many ways to hold on to her sari with one hand, and because she's a Kshatriya, some strong, she's holding. Then when she saw that there's no use anymore, I can't hold out anymore, my strength is completely vanquished. I don't have an ounce of strength anymore. Then she raised both hands, Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti, Govinda Damo. So when Govinda Damodar, when he heard that, immediately he supplied unlimited cloth and rescued her and saved her, Laja, saved her. Her qualities of a lady, shyness, and protected her. Then in Braja, when the ladies wake up in the morning, they go to grind the wheat. When they're grinding the wheat, they're singing Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti, Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti. And when Krishna wakes up in the morning, Mother Yashoda, she takes one You can say handful of freshly churned butter, makan. And then Krishna, he goes and he washes and he comes back and she says, Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti, Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti. Oh, please come and take this makan. I want to feed this to you. And he looks and says, oh, very nice. So he begins his day with some makan and misri. There's some very finely powdered sugar candy misri mixed in with the butter, so it's very sweet and relishable. And there's so many other, throughout the Braj, all the different gopis are chanting. One gopi, she had a pot of milk on her head, and she went into the market to sell the milk. So she's supposed to be saying, and so the mantra that she chants every day was, milk for sale, whatever you say, dude, you know, whatever, something, dude, something, dude, milk for sale, milk for sale. But it so happened that she happened to see Krishna out of the corner of her eyes. He was wandering off with the cows, and she became completely bewildered. Because all her mind went with Krishna. Her mind went and followed Krishna. Her mind went with Krishna. Her heart went with Krishna. So instead of saying, milk for sale, milk for sale, she shouted out, Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti, Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti. Everybody's looking at her, huh? Aren't you so-and-so, Gopi? Aren't you married to so-and-so? And Yavit? Who is this Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti? Oh, milk for sale. So this was so many. There's many, many different devotees. Devotees in bliss and ananda, they chant Govinda Damo. Devotees in viraha bhav and stricken with intense pain of separation, they chant Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti. And devotees in happiness, they chant. And the gopis, when they're churning, also when the gopis are churning, their butter. Then they're chanting, Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti, Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti, Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti. It's so nice. So this word is there, Madhava, Madhava Venu. One of my Goswami friends in Vrindavan, he was telling me that Krishna has three different flutes, Venu, Vamshi, Murali. And the Nectar Devotion explains that the Venu is 6 inches long, has 6 holes in it. It's only small. And 6 holes in the body. The Vamshi is 15 inches long and has 9 holes in the body and 1 hole at the end. It has 1 hole at the end and 9 holes in the body. This is called the body. 9 holes. And the Murali is described in Nectar Devotion, although I've seen other descriptions. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu describes, at least in English, the Prabhupada says, the Murali is 18 inches long. Other places it says it's 1 meter long. You know, it's long, very long. But the Vamshi is there's three different types of Vamshis that are mentioned there, Nectar Devotion. One type of Vamshi is called Samohini. Then there's Akarshani, there's Akarshani Vamshi, then there's the Sammohini Vamshi. And the Sammohini Vamshi is a little long, a little bit, there's a normal Vamshi, then when it's a little longer, it's a Sammohini. And when it's still a little longer, it's called Akarshani. And when it's even a Vamshi, which is a little longer than those two, or those three, then it's called Anandini. The Anandini Vamshi is made of gold. The Akarshani Vamshi is made of marble or jewels. Sometimes it's marble inlaid with jewels. The Anandini Vamshi was particularly favorite of the cowherd boys. They liked this very much. And Krishna used to, they would, when he would play that, when Krishna would play the Anandini Vamshi, then the cowherd boys would dance and smile and they were so happy. So in this verse, it says Madhava Venu. The Venu is especially used to call the cows. Now this one story I heard in Vrindavan, because you see there are some verses where the gopis are saying, they're saying, hey Venu, how is it? How is it that you are drinking the nectar? How is it that you are drinking the nectar of Damodar's lips? And the shloka says, Damodar Adara Sudha. Sudha means nectar. Sudha. Damodar Adara. Adara means lips. Damodar Adara Sudha. Pivo, or Pio, something like this. How is it that you are drinking the nectar of Damodar's lips? That nectar which is meant for us alone. How is it that you're drinking it? And not only that, you are of the male species. You are the male species. And Krishna's, the nectar of Krishna's lips is meant for us. We are the gopis. And Prakriti, you're Purusha. So what is the story behind this? So it's told in some Puranas. One Bhagavat friend was telling me. His life is Bhagavat Saptaha. This Anurag Patak, Pandit Anurag Patak Goswami, he was telling me that there's a story that once, because Lord Shiva is a great musician and a great dancer, Nataraj, he's known as Nataraj, Shiva Nataraj, Shiva Mahadev, plays a damaru, din din, dancing around, you know. We see many Shivas walking around Vrindavan, dressed with long jat, and we see them in the Parikrama Marg sometimes, many different avatars of Shiva or something. People look like Shiva, they dress up like Shiva, which is very nice. Shiva's a great devotee and very kind to everyone. So, understanding that Krishna is coming to this world to display his pastimes, Lord Shiva, he was doing great austerities. I want to enter those pastimes. But I like music and I like to dance. I want to be with Krishna I don't want to be just, because you know, one kalpa, Lord Shiva came and he became Nandishwar. He became the mountain of Nandagaon. It's called Nandishwar. Nandagaon is built on a mountain. That is the body of Lord Shiva. But in another kalpa, he said, oh, that's nice. You know, I took the form of a Parvat, and Nanda Maharaj established his kingdom there. And then I came to see Mother Yashoda, and she was frightened, and then I did austerity. Then Krishna, somehow I got his darshan, and then they installed it. They gave me prasad, and I installed my linga there, Nandishwar Mahadev. And I'm the Digpal. I served as the Digpal for the northern petal of lotus of Braj. That's very nice. But I want to be in the music pastimes, and I want to be in the wonderful music pastimes of Krishna. So he did intense austerities in one kalpa. Then Krishna said, Mahadev, what do you want? He says, I want to be a flute. He said, how is that possible? Saraswati did austerities. She did intense austerities. She became the Vamshi. Vamshi is feminine. Vamshi is feminine, you know, feminine, female, gender. So Saraswati, she did intense austerities in Narayan Lok. Saraswati is also a consort of Lord Narayan, Divya Saraswati. And she said, oh Krishna, please, one small favor, you know. Because I'm always playing the Veena and singing for Narayan. It's nice, but I want to be with you. I want to be in your Braj Leela. How's it possible? All right, you become Vamshi. Okay, so then number flute comes. And Murali is always there. So then Krishna said, all right, Mahadev, Tatastu, Tatastu, let it be. You can become the Venu. So Krishna has two female flutes that are female and one male flute, the Venu. So that's why the gopis are saying, hey, Venu, how is it that the Damodaradara Sura Bibo, how is it you're drinking the nectar of the flute which is meant for us? Hey, get out. So this is one, wow, this verse is there in the Bhagavatam, and this is some of the background why they're saying you are the male species, because the Vamshi is not male, and the Murali is not male, but the Venu is male. And this is the explanation that's given. So the Venu, when Krishna plays the Venu, it's specifically for the cows. Why is it specifically for the cows? Because it's short, it's 6 inches long. If you understand anything about music, then you know if something is very short, when you make a sound on it, the sound is very high-pitched. If you have a very long flute, like the Murali, that's like this one devotee, he sang the Bhairava Rag. He sang the verse in the morning rag, this one devotee, because he knows ragas. So the last devotee that chanted the verse, he sang in a Bhairava Rag. I think it was Bhairava. So he's a music, he knows. I was appreciating. This is a morning rag. So in the same way, this Murali is very deep sound, very deep. When Krishna plays them, when he takes the Murali, he takes the Murali after sunset. This is a nighttime flute. After sunset, he takes the Murali, then he plays into the Murali. And Gita Mala, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, when he plays the Murali, the first thing he does, the first song that comes out is the name of a gopi. In the Murali, he plays a song, and each song has the name of an individual gopi. So he starts off, Radhika, Radhe, Radhe. deep, some deep, not very deep, but very deep. His Murali, he calls the name of Radhika, number one. Then Lalita, Vishaka, Tungavidya, Chitra, etc. That's the Murali's business. But where this verse talks about Madhava Venu. What is the Venu's business? Madhava Venu. When Krishna plays the Venu is specifically used for calling the cows. Hey Davali Mata, hey Hamsi Mata, hey Gange Mata, hey Jamuna Mata, hey Pingali Mata, hey Chandani Mata, Go Mata. There's so many white cows, right? Davali and Hamsi Mata, Davali Mata, and there's so many yellow cows, Chandan Mata, or Pishangi, the red ones, or Aruni, Kunkum, Kunkumi, oh hey Kunkumi Mata, hey Aruni Mata. Then so many black cows, hey Yamuna Mata, hey Kali Mata, all these different mothers. So when he plays the Venu, he plays the Venu and he calls each individual cow with his Venu and they come running up. Here I am. Meow. Maha Humba Humba Humba. They come. So this is the Venu. It's a very, very special flute. Now one time, Krishna was playing his Venu. He's calling the cows. And as he was calling the cows, because he was near the Yamuna, he saw at a short distance away there were some gopis. And they were bending over and filling they were handing their pots. Some gopis were in the water up to their knees and some were on the shore on the bank of the Yamuna. The gopis on the bank were handing their empty pots to the gopis in the water and they were filling them up a little bit away from the bank because the water is a little bit cleaner there in the center. Near the bank there's some mud. So near the main flow of the river Yamuna. So they were filling up and passing. So Krishna was playing his flute and he was calling the cows, please come now, it's time for Aparan Leela. Aparan Leela is 3:36 in the afternoon. Then Krishna has to collect all the cows and go back to Nandagaon. 3:36 to 6 p.m. in the evening. So as he was playing the flute, then his eye was his Krishna Kripa Kataksha. From the side of his eye, he was seeing, oh. So he's playing, he was seeing, these gopis look so pretty, so attractive, so beautiful. So what happened? His hands, because of love, because the sthai bhav of Madhurya Ras was awakening in his heart. There were different anubhavs and vyavachari bhavs which were manifesting in his body. His hands started to perspire. He was really perspiring. So his hands were perspiring. He was holding the flute like that and his flute just dropped from his hands. But he was still holding his hands like this. But he was so captivated by the beauty of the gopis collecting water in the Yamuna that he didn't even know that he had dropped his flute. So then he kept blowing on this flute. He said, oh, I have to call it. But there's no flute, because it dropped on the ground. So this is described in Padyavali by Srila Rupa Goswami. And this particular author, who's unknown, he describes this and he says, my only wish, my Lord, is that I may always hear the sound. I pray that I can always hear the sound of your soundless flute playing. Soundless. I pray that I can always hear the sound of your soundless. In other words, there's no flute there. Flute playing. It's in Padyavali, Srila Rupa Goswami. So these are some different pastimes with the flute. Of course, for us to actually understand and appreciate the pastimes of Lord Krishna, it is only possible by the mercy of Lord Gauranga. And there's one shloka in Adi Leela which explains shahad. This is shahad? Honey, madhu. So madhu, we say madhava. It means that person, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who's enjoying sweet, sweet pastimes. So where does Krishna enjoy sweet pastimes? He enjoys the sweetest pastimes in Vrindavan. That aspect of the Absolute Truth, where sweetness predominates, that is Krishna. But that aspect of the Absolute Truth where Aishvarya predominates, that is Lord Narayan. That is Vaikuntha. So, in the Adi Leela, it is explained, there's one verse, Bhakta Bhava. It says, Bhakta Bhava Kare, Bhakta Bhava Kare, Madhurya Charvanya, Charvaya. It says that the devotee, Bhakta Bhava Kara, that one who has bhakta bhava, he has the bhava of a devotee. Prabhupada translates the attitude. One who has the attitude of a devotee, he can madhurya charvaya. He can chew. We say, charvita charvita manam. What was it? Prahlad Maharaj says that. Punak charvita charvita manam. Like chewing the chewed over and over again. Seventh canto. So the sweetness of Krishna, this madhu, madhurya charvaya, can be actually chewed and tasted by the devotee who has, by a person who has bhakta bhava. He has the mood, the feelings of a devotee, of devotion. He can actually taste. So in order to get that bhakti, we need the mercy of Lord Gauranga. So I would like to close in the last 3 minutes. We can continue tomorrow in this discussion. But I'd like to close in the last 3 minutes to describe something of the Pogonda Leela of Lord Gauranga. Because Prabhupada mentions that Madhava means the pastimes of madhu or sweetness, we see that Lord Krishna and Lord Gauranga are a Chintabheda Abheda Tattva. Lord Krishna and Lord Gauranga are simultaneously one and different. Simultaneously, inconceivably one and different. Lord Krishna and Lord Gauranga are both in Madhurya Bhav. They're both in Madhurya Bhav. And they're both relishing, as Prabhupada mentions in the purport, madhu. Pastimes of sweet love. Pastimes of sweet love in Navadvip, and pastimes of sweet love in Vrindavan, Braja Gokul. So Gauranga and Lord Chaitanya, Lord Gauranga and Lord Krishna are both, they're one. They're both one in Madhurya Ras, and their sweetness. But there's something different. They're one and different. So there's something different. What is that difference between Lord Gauranga and Lord Krishna? The difference is that when you take this Madhurya Bhav and you add mercy or kripa to it, this Madhurya Bhav, because Lord Gauranga is Madhurya Bhav, but he also has Audarya, which is an Adbhuta Shakti. It's an inconceivable Shakti. It's called Audarya, which means intense mercy, generosity and kindness. So when this Madhurya Ras is mixed with kripa and mercy and kindness, then it becomes Madhurya Audarya Ras. So Lord Gauranga,
he is actually
mercifully, through his Audarya Shakti, through his mercy Shakti, he is mercifully distributing and giving us the adhikar and the eligibility to taste Krishna Madhurya, the sweetness of Krishna and the Krishna's pastimes. So by hearing the pastimes of Lord Gauranga, then we attain that eligibility to understand the pastimes of Krishna. So now we're entering into Gocharan Leela and trying to understand and learn about Krishna's Pogonda Leela from the age of 6 until 10, which is mainly Sakya Ras. So we want to hear something about the Pogonda Leela of Lord Gauranga. When Lord Gauranga turned 6 years old, his father did not put a cow herding stick in his hands. His father put a piece of chalk in his hands. Chalk is something you write on the blackboard with. So, because he's a Brahmin, Vishambar, or Nimai Pandit, he's a Brahmin Gotra, he was the son of Jagannath Mishra. So he received a piece of chalk in his hand, and then he was shown to write something, some mantra of the Bengali alphabet. So that was the beginning of his Pogonda Leela. And then, of course, he went to school. Nimai Pandit enrolled in the school of Gangadas Pandit. And he was learning all the Vyakaran and Naya, logic, and Vyakaran, grammar, so many things, Sanskrit grammar. But Lord Nimai Pandit, he used to argue with the other schoolmates. They used to go to the Ganga and he'd say, "My teacher's better than your teacher," because there were hundreds and hundreds of Sanskrit teachers there, and hundreds of tolls, and so many teachers and so many students. He said, "My teacher's better than you. I know more than you do. I challenge you." So then the boy would speak something, and Lord Chaitanya would defeat him, or he would almost defeat him, and then there'd be some wrestling. They would start fighting and wrestling, and they'd throw sand at each other, then mud, then take their quills. Quill is a type of pen. And they would stick their quill in the ink and go, tap, tap. The quill is like a feather of a bird. It's called a quill. They would stick the bird feather inside their bottle of ink. They would put it inside, and little ink gets inside the quill, and you pull it back, like when you shoot marbles or something. Hey, rascal! So you get little drops of black on his face. Look like drops of kasturi on a golden lotus petal. So in this way, so many pastimes. And then, at this time, he was playing so many mischievous pastimes. They used to go down, Gauranga and his boyfriends would go to the banks of the Ganga, and they would see the footprints of the different birds there. Then they would play a game. Okay, you have to run, in such a way and put your foot in each one of the footprints of the birds. And if you miss any footprints, you're defeated. Defeated person has to carry the winner on his shoulders and around like this. So they were playing like this. And then sometimes Gauranga or Nimai Pandit, he would go in the Ganga and someone was chanting their anik, their Gayatri mantra in the Ganga. Om Bhurvaksa. Then he would go under the water and he would grab their feet, their ankles. Whoa! Whoa! He would pull their ankles and they go, whoa! Because they're tied with the ramen thread 2.5 times around their thumb, so their feet would go, whoop! They go, oh! Nimai! No! Then Nimai would say, and he would swim across like as fast as a makar, as fast as a, you know, very fast across the other side of the Yamuna, the Ganga, and he would be on the other side, he'd wave, Haribo! And then someone would go to the bank, some Shiva Bhakti, and he'd make a Shiva Ling out of sand, and he'd put flowers around it, and he'd get all the puja items ready. Some Mahabra would go and put his hands under the Shiva Linga and say, Haribo! And he would run away with the Shiva Linga. Hey, what kind of Brahmin are you? Then the ladies, some girls would come down and they would set all their paraphernalia ready to do Vishnu Puja, and they would have some little deity, a little clay, a little clay deity of Narayan. They would have flowers and burfi and sandesh and ladus and so many different sandesh, so many different things and flowers. So then they would bathe first and then come out to be ready to do puja. So Lord Chaitanya says, oh, very nice, you called me, you want to worship me, okay. He would sit down there, he would eat the sweets, eat the fruits. Hey, you rascal! Not rascal, but that's what they would say. So you nonsense, what are you doing? I'm complaining to your father about you. I'll tell your mother about you. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya had many playful sports, and sometimes the girls would come out of the water after bathing, the young girls, he's only 5-6 years old, and he would take water, and he would spit the water on their face, and then he would go to the banks of the river, Ganga, and there's these little sticker bushes that have these little round seeds that are all sticky stuff on them. You throw them, it's called okada seeds. And they immediately stick on your clothes. Sometimes if you go in the forest, you get these type of things. They stick on your pants, you have to pull them off. So we take them, the ladies going with brushing her hair, voo, 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 and then he would say, hey, hi-bo, poof! And he would throw a bunch of these sticky seeds. Hey, you! And then sometimes he'd take water and he would sneak up behind them and go poof, and spit and throw the water inside their ears. And then they would turn around and say, you! He would say, oh! He would take that opportunity and say, oh, will you marry me? Will you please marry me? And she was fuming with anger. She turned around, you, Nimai! And he would fold his hands, will you please marry me? She said, you, never, I'll never. This, that. So then, like this, so many pastimes, and then they would, all the girls together, they would go to Mother Sachi and say, your son Nimai, he did this, and he did that, and he did this. So this is the Poganda Leela of Lord Chaitanya. So many sports of the Ganga. And so Krishna's beginning his Gocharan Leela, and at the same time, in the apartment of, separate apartment in Goloka, the eternal pastimes of Nimai Pandit are going on. All these wonderful activities are going on in his Poganda Leela. So we can pray to Lord Gauranga, and then possibly by his mercy we can understand some of these pastimes. And tomorrow we'll continue.